Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. We're talking foreign affairs with John Shiray. He's a political science professor at UNR for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program John Shiray. He's an MBA, PhD, retired captain of the U.S. Army, has a PhD in international relations and has taught U.S. foreign policy and other courses for over 20 years as an adjunct professor at UNR and elsewhere. He also has 27 years of military experience, including 12 years in the Marine Corps as an active duty infantry officer, service in Vietnam, and 15 years in the Army Reserve in psychological warfare units with frequent deployments to South Korea. Quite a bio. A special anniversary today. Share that with us.
50 years ago today, my infantry platoon and my battalion landed in Okinawa on Navy ships having left Vietnam. We were in Northern I Corps and in Laos fighting an NVA division, and my battalion was the first one to leave.
And what are your thoughts on that,
years later? With hindsight, I think that it was, once again, a political nightmare. A lot of young men died in a useless war. Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia went to the communists, but they were unable to take Thailand, Malaysia, and in Indonesia, and we were doing things in those countries too, and working with the British in Malaysia. So we did stop the communists, but that was the crest of the wave of communism, the red wave.
As you look at Afghanistan and our plans to attempt to leave Afghanistan, what do you feel has been accomplished in these 17 years?
I believe that we have wasted another generation but increased the burden of the VA. We've accomplished nothing. After Osama bin Laden was taken out, that's why we went in. There was no reason for us to stay. The hope was by the last three presidents to crush the Taliban and get rid of them. But it's hard to crush an organization that's ideological that can start recruiting people in other countries and on the internet and everything else. Our goal was to get rid of Osama bin Laden, which happened under the Obama administration in 2011. And he said he was going to pull out, but everybody voted against it, so to speak. So long term, it's been bad in that it keeps us in an area and our presence there is not positive.
And I don't see the net gain. I mean, first of
there
all,
there is no net gain.
Well, when you look at you know, the book Charlie Wilson's War, and people can watch the movie if they don't want to read the book, you can see what the Russians were up against, what we were doing to help the Taliban at that point in time. You could see that it was a no-win situation. And this is not an organization as we are used to in this country. This is very feudal. If you go to a village and you have more money than the other guy, they will come over to your side. If next week the other guy has more money, there's no loyalty, there's no structure. We went to Afghanistan because of course of 9/11, but we had already destroyed much of Afghanistan. There was nothing left to destroy, really, and so that was when we went off to Iraq. So this whole thing to me has been a misadventure, and I don't see what the geopolitical gain is when you look at India, Pakistan, and especially now with Kashmir. We can get to that in a moment, but I don't see the Afghanistan portion that benefits the United States.
It benefits us in no way. And in the northeast corner of it, China has mineral mines up there. So China
vast mineral mines.
Pardon me.
Vast mineral mines.
So China's getting more out of our warfare there than we are. And bottom line is this: it's in the Middle East. Why did Osama bin Laden attack us? Well, he didn't actually attack us. Why did he motivate those young men to kill themselves and crash into the World Trade Center? Because the United States was supporting the King of Saudi Arabia. And after the 2000, after the first warfare, 91, we kept troops there when we were supposed to pull them out. And then we support the King of Saudi Arabia, who's a dictator, and Osama bin Laden was a splinter off of the Wahhabist religion, which the king supports. And so he basically was being mistreated by the King of Saudi Arabia and felt that we were supporting the King of Saudi Arabia and suppressing him and his followers. And so he decided to take on the United States. But let's just float up to 30,000 feet and look down on the Middle East. Starting in January next year, according to the Energy Information Agency, and you know I've taught energy policy for 18 years at the university, we will export more oil than we import. We're already exporting large amounts of liquefied natural gas to the Gulf Coast and Maryland, also second port opened. We have excess production of natural gas. Bottom line, world prices on oil down. Why? Excess production pretty much everywhere. Why are we in the Middle East? There's no economic reason to be there. We don't need their oil. We had no choice during the Cold War. We had to in 1954, Eisenhower concluded an agreement with the King of Saudi Arabia. We would protect them from the communists, and we also helped install the Shah of Iran, who was a dictator. Why? Because he stood up to the communists. So it was a Cold War thing that got us there, and we needed their oil. 65% of our oil consumption in 2008 was from imports. Now, a lot of that's from North America, from Canada. Bottom line, though, we don't need to import anything anymore unless we have a long-term agreements with Canada and other places. We're actually exporting more than we're consuming starting in January.
All right.
Why are we in the Middle East?
Okay,
protect Israel.
Well, I was going to say to protect Israel, but also if we had General Abizaid here, he would probably say to you, well, we have strategic needs as well. It's not just about oil, but the American power throughout the world. So not only are we in the Middle East, but spreading throughout Africa and increasing our influence there, because with China's current policy, they're expanding their sphere of influence greatly as well. So geopolitics plays a big part of this as well.
And I would say geopolitics justifies not being there, because we are tying up so many assets, protecting oil that is being exported to guess where? China. And oil being exported to Europe. And I agree with President Trump when he said the people who are buying that oil should be doing something about protecting the oil shipping. Bottom line, we don't have an economic reason to be there. Geopolitically, American influence in the last 3 years has plummeted. President of the United States has impose tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum, European products, forget the China trade war. Just what we've done to our allies, our influence has diminished greatly. When we were attacked on 9/11, NATO sent troops, Denmark sent troops to help us in Afghanistan track down Osama bin Laden. Do you think they'll do that again today? Probably not. If you were a young man in Germany, would you want to die fighting a war against an enemy that attacked the United States when our president has insulted Angela Merkel, Macron, everybody in Europe? No. So it's called soft power.
Okay, so let's step back.
Our power geopolitically has diminished tremendously in the last 3 years.
Okay, so I accept what you're saying, but I also look at the bigger picture, which is, you know, for example, with China and Iran would be the same way. They don't deal in administrations. They deal in decades. They deal, you know.
China has a 100-year view.
Right.
Yes.
So do other countries really look at the President of the United States and base all of their knowledge and understanding of our country on one person? Or do they look at the United States as the powerhouse it is and will continue to be and look at us, you know, beyond this presidency, whether it's, you know, another 2 years or another 4 years?
I would hope that they look beyond the presidency. But right now, we have a crisis. We're not going to have the allies that we used to have. It's that simple. And is our democracy solid, our economy solid, and all of that? There's some evidence of erosion on both sides. Bottom line, though, is the United States has been the world leader since the collapse of the Soviet Union. But we're doing things that are diminishing our economic power. The number one thing I can think of was walking away from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. All those countries around the Pacific Rim, including in South America, put together this economic trade organization, like a World Trade Organization. First thing Trump did after he started canceling Obama's executive directives for clean energy, first thing he did was walk away from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Second thing, walk away from the global climate change thing. The Trans-Pacific Partnership would help lock in the Pacific Rim countries to us economically. That would slow down China's emergence as the world's number one economic power. We walked away from it. As soon as we left the Trans-Pacific Partnership, China was sending trade delegations to all those countries to try to work out one-on-one deals. They're not going to join the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But Brazil and Mexico, for example, right now are both exporting agricultural products to China to replace the agricultural products that they're not buying from the Midwest and from rural Nevada. So the bottom line is, has that affected our world power? Economically, it's weakening the country, engaging in trade warfare, if you will.
Okay.
Do we need to roll China back on stealing intellectual secrets and everything else? Oh, absolutely.
Well, no doubt there. But let me backtrack a little bit. So you're saying that countries won't come to our defense if we were in a world situation. But
depends upon the gravity of the situation and whether it's could possibly involve them.
Well, and that was going to be my point, because if they are going to need defense, then if they are not going to align with the United States, then aren't you kicking off the world's biggest arms race?
I think it's very possible we've started a new arms race, yes. And I suspect that the Europeans, if they're thinking, will be bolstering up, will exceed their NATO pledges and will bolster up their military, absolutely. Of course, once Germany starts building up its military, that'll scare France into building theirs up and everybody else. But the bottom line is, they feel that given the relationship with Russia and Trump's, who knows what he's actually saying to anybody, his tweet world, but the bottom line is, he seems to be cozying up to Putin and other dictators. And Putin invaded Crimea, took it over, and the eastern part of Ukraine is a bloodbath right now with the rebellion there that it's Russians inside of Ukraine, because the eastern part speaks more Russian than Ukrainian. Bottom line is, Europe is looking at that. Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania up on the Baltic coast, there's a Russian division that's been moved sitting on their borders. And so they are very worried about Trump seeming to coddle Putin.
All right, let's take a pause and we'll come right back after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Shiray. He's an adjunct faculty, political science person at UNR. And we're continuing our world discussion here. You are no fan of this president. You've written editorials that have been published that show absolutely that you're a no fan. You think that the president should have been impeached over a year ago. But let me ask you this. You know, you have many forms of government, but two big ones. One is where everybody appears to get along and discuss, and another which is somewhat of a chaos theory. This president obviously believes in a chaos theory. In negotiations, as soon as you make a play, whatever it might be, whether you're asking for a pay increase or you're negotiating with a country, once you've made that statement, then somebody has to respond to that. Is that a bad thing in this particular instance?
It's not a bad thing, depending upon what you're saying. When you personally insult the leader of another country, well, they are very proud of being German or English or French or Canadian, and they cannot, especially if they're elected officials, take that and expect to stay in power. So that makes it difficult to negotiate when you've already antagonized the other person. It's a reality TV ploy that works really well, but we're talking about the leaders of other countries, sovereign nations, and they are not going to be treated with disrespect and not retaliate.
But
even if it's not in their nation's advantage to not retaliate.
Okay, so just to raise the issue. So, you know, we have this diplomatic discourse that is laid out, where every word, every syllable is understood by each country. Here you have a president who just comes in and smashes that. These people now have to respond to that because the United States is still the United States. It's still the world's powerhouse economic place.
No doubt.
We had Tom Cargill on the other day. We were talking about China and the United States and the debt. And he said, what are the Chinese going to do? Pull their money and invest it in the ruble? Of course not. So the United States remains a powerhouse. You just have a person at the top who is chaos. You know, if I've been attacked in the past, going back a few years now, by other people in the media who attacked me. That's fine. You know what it meant? It meant that I was actually on the scene because nobody attacks somebody who is not well known. Because what's the point? If I attack Joe Smith, nobody cares. But if I attack somebody of influence, if I attack the governor, if I attack the president, that gives me, it's somebody who is in power that everybody knows. So do not diplomats look at this, shake their head, roll their eyes, put their heads in their hands, but know that diplomacy is going to continue. Back channels are going to continue. Commerce is going to continue. So you have the public version of this, but the private version is very different, is it not?
Very often, but the administration is doing everything it can to thin out the number of federal employees in all agencies. The State Department's number of employees has gone down. And I teach the climate change mitigation and adaptation policy course. The scientists throughout government agencies that have been working on trying to reduce our impact on the environment are being let go by the hundreds. So what he's doing is he's gutting the bureaucracies to the degree that they will not be able to carry out the laws that Congress passed and do the research that they need to be able to make scientific decisions and things like that. You talked about diplomacy. It's just a game that he's playing, but it'll all be settled behind closed doors. We'll have to wait and see, won't we?
But I interviewed Pat Mulroy on this show soon after President Trump was elected. And she said it is normal for the pendulum to swing in the other direction when you have a change from a Democratic administration to a Republican administration. This is more colorful, should we use a polite
word?
It has
swung much further.
Right. But does that not mean that when the time comes that the Democrats, and they will, take power again, whether it be 2 years, 4 years, 10 years, the pendulum will swing equally in the other direction? You're seeing this schism in the Democratic Party right now between the centrist position of Nancy Pelosi and the far-left views of certain members of Congress.
Well, that's the difference in the two parties. Democratic Party has a lot more complexity, would be a good way to put it.
Oh, I would disagree. Let's take one more break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York. And I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Shire, political scientist at UNR. So what I was trying to say before the last break there was not only do you have the schism in the Democratic Party, but you also have it in the Republican Party.
Oh, absolutely.
Tea Party members are retiring like crazy. I mean, that movement, you know, seems to have expired to a degree, although not within the administration.
That's quite right. And to say that Trump represents the Republican Party, no, Trump represents Trump. And moderate Republicans, and I've actually worked on some of those campaigns and helped them get elected, are fleeing because the guy in charge does not do moderate things, conservative things like, how about a balanced budget?
Well, the Republican Party as a whole has completely thrown out the
window. No, both parties have totally abandoned that. Both abandoned that. And as long as our credit is still good worldwide and we're the major economic power, we can do deficit spending. And it doesn't matter till we get to a point where there's no viable alternative to the dollar, holding your reserves in dollars except for gold. And that would be good for Nevada.
Yes, to say the least. And some people are talking about potentially a $2,000 an ounce value for the for gold. I've heard that before. And
yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath on
that
one.
Yeah, me neither. No. You're a great guest. Come back again, will you?
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.